Now, you just handed me a business card a minute ago, and it says, Eloise Litz, one of God's clowns. What does that mean?
The three most important words in the English language are learning, loving, and laughing. And laughing at yourself. I laugh at myself all the time.
You said you're a motivational speaker.
I was with Bell South and AT&T for 25 years. I have spoken all over the United States in 9 different states, and most of those states 2 and 3 times.
And what are you trying to get across when you're speaking?
I try to teach them to soar like an eagle, to live above mediocrity. And I have them to say, I love life, and I love to live, and drink of life's fullness, take all it can give. And then we sing, zippity-doo-dah. And I look out at someone, I say, he looks at me like I'm a psychoceramic. You know what a psychoceramic is?
Nope.
A psychoceramic is Latin for crackpot, and God uses crackpots. I've been a crackpot, and it's wonderful to see the humor in life.
So you've been in Chattanooga for a long time?
I've been in Chattanooga since 1943.
Okay.
And it's been wonderful. I love Chattanooga. I grew up in such a small town, Elizabethton, Tennessee, that they taught driver education and sex education in the same car. But, life is wonderful. And my husband died 3 years ago. And I couldn't speak for a while, but I found this quote. My heart wept loudly for what I'd lost, but my spirit rejoices for what I'd found.
What was your husband like? Was he very funny?
My husband was joyful. My husband could see the humor in life. And just before he died, he said, honey, I'm still chasing you, but I'm very slow.
So you seem pretty happy to me.
Oh, I don't like to say happy. Happiness depends on things. I'm joyful. And there's a difference. You don't reach the heights of joy until you experience the depths of sorrow. And I've experienced the depths of sorrow. I find joy in the midst of suffering. And that's what we're supposed to do.
Have you always been like that?
Nearly all my life. My father was very joyful. My mother. And I miss them a lot because they were my mentors as well as my parents.
Mm-hmm. You told me earlier, when you get to heaven.
Oh, when I get to heaven, I'm going to go in sideways, totally used up, totally worn out, with a cup of coffee in one hand and a glass of wine in the other, yelling, Yahoo, I made it.
So you went to Milligan College. Where is that?
That's between Johnson City and Elizabethton.
Okay. And your husband went to University of Chattanooga.
University of Chattanooga. And we both worked on our master's at Peabody.
Okay. And that's where you met him? Or?
No. He came to the choir at Elizabethton. And I was helping with the choir. And I was showing off this mural.
And then he called you.
Yes. He called me. And...
Did you go on a date?
Yes, we went on a date, and we'd go to the Bonnie Kate Theater in Elizabethton. And it was wonderful, this small theater there. And we did most of our courting down at the old mill stream. And it was wonderful. My daughter had to take me there after my husband died, her father. And our wedding was at First Baptist Church, and our reception was at our house, at my home, 108 East 8th Street. And I still remember my first phone number. Guess what it was?
There's no way I can guess.
It was 287R was my first phone number.
R?
287R.
So you had letters in them.
And we had a party line. We could listen in on other people.
Okay. So you would pick up the phone if someone else in the neighborhood was talking. You could hear what was going on. Did you ever hear anything juicy?
Oh, yes. We heard a lot of juicy things. And, we tried not to tell it, but so often it was hard not to tell it.
How long was your courtship?
Well, my husband went to war in 1942. So our courtship was 4 years. Okay. He wanted to get married right after he came from Alaska. But I said, oh, no, you never know what's going to happen. Later on, he said, you were very wise. Our courtship, I have a sack full of love letters.
Do you?
4 years.
Wow.
And it's wonderful.
Yeah. What will you do with them? What do you do with them?
I read them occasionally. And I hope my grandchildren will read them because they're very meaningful.
Yeah.
And always when he'd come home, he lived in Morristown. He'd say, Mother wants me to come there, but I'm coming to Chattanooga to see you, and she's coming to Chattanooga to see me. So, you know,
Do you have other family still around?
I have two brothers and one sister, and they're all dead. I'm the oldest and the last one left. I'm 92 years old. I was born July the 1st, 1920, and I was the first firecracker fired and been popping off ever since. And I have a great-granddaughter, Leona Grace, 18 months old, and she's wonderful. She loves to go shopping, and she selected some pink shoes the other day. And when she comes to my house, I can't wait to get old enough so I can give her tea parties. I collect teapots, and I have 50 or more teapots. And I gave my grandchildren tea parties, so I get to give Leona Grace tea parties.
What a wonderful great-grandmother to have 50 teapots for a tea party.
Yes.
That'd be so magical for a little girl.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I just fall in love with our young people. I think our young people are great. They're going to make our country a better land to live in.
Anything else you want to say before I turn the microphone off?
Oh, I love people. I love everybody. If they don't love me, that's their problem.
They would have a hard time not, I think.
It's wonderful to love everybody. And I do love everybody. And I've learned I love you in many languages. Te amo. And Ich liebe dich is in German. Gua Ali is Taiwanese. And I learned the other day that in Iraq, it's Du Set Du Ram. And Mary Helen, life is wonderful, and it's wonderful to meet you.
You too. That was a conversation I had with Eloise Litz. She was at the station recently to answer phones during the WUTC pledge drive. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Mary Helen Miller.